This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday, the first message of a series called The Final Week, looking at the last 7 days of Christ's life on this earth. We began by looking at the triumphal entry of Christ in Jerusalem from Matthew 21. Let's continue exactly where we left off yesterday.
Crowds can be fickle. So can you. And so can I. We can change in what we like and change in what we're for. You've had relationships in your life, friendships. I really like him. I really like her. Can't stand her a week later. Can't stand him. You know what I mean? And we change in our opinions. We're fluid in our opinions of things and people. And I want to share this with you as we talk about the crowd. Jesus never wanted a crowd to follow him. He wanted disciples. Men and women and young people who came one at a time and said, Jesus is the Lord of my life. He's not looking for a crowd. He's looking for people like you and me to come to him one at a time. But let's read the passage. This is the beginning of seven messages in the last week of the life of Christ on earth. Matthew 21 is the text. We pick it up in verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, the Old Testament prophet, Zechariah. Say to the daughter of Zion, or to Israel, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, a sign of honor and homage to Jesus, while others cut branches from the trees like these up here and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna means save or save now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? Who's this Jesus? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Well, to say the least, it's a dramatic scene on the Sunday before the crucifixion. It's a dramatic scene where Jesus, I think, deliberately wants to fulfill that scripture in Zechariah 9:9 and say, I am who Zechariah predicted. And he comes riding into the city of Jerusalem on a colt, and people are laying down palm branches, and people are laying down their cloaks, and as a symbol of honor and respect and adulation and worship. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, praising who he was. And yet those same people said, crucify him days later. I don't think today that we have crowds that are necessarily hostile to Jesus, although I've met people that are hostile to Jesus. They won't have anything to do with Christ. In fact, in some conversations, you can talk about God all you want. You've noticed this, by the way, or you will if you try it. You can talk about God all you want, but the minute you bring up the name of Jesus, people are offended. They're offended. How dare you? Don't you realize it's not politically correct to talk about Jesus in 2013? Don't you realize that's out of step with the culture? Don't you get it? It's out of step with how we're living today.
Well, we'll continue this message on the final week of Christ, talking about the triumphant entry tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.